Hello, I'm Jessica Adams, and I thought I'd introduce you to my career in astrology so that you get to know me a little bit better. I will be appearing at Sun Sign School events now through 2020, and it would be great to meet as many of you as possible in the United Kingdom and also in some more far-flung places as well. Australia, of course, you probably know that I spend half the year there, but hopefully I'll get to meet some of you in Singapore too. What we're looking at here with the Sun Sign School is a way of teaching what collectively we've all learned over quite a long period of time in this profession called astrology. I became interested in astrology when I was just 7 years old. There was a program on television called Cat Weasel and the Magic Zodiac about a time-travelling wizard who was searching for the 13th sign so that he could return to his own time. That really sparked something in me as a child. And when I was a little bit older, at high school, I began reading the stars using a very old handbook for the people in my class. I then left it alone for a while, but I came back to astrology when I was at university. I was studying philosophy, I was studying ancient civilizations, going home with Latin textbooks in my bag. I was studying religious studies, looking at what people believed and what they had faith in. And astrology made perfect sense to me, and my curiosity was piqued. I then went into the mainstream media, and I came out again as an astrologer. Over the years, I've worked for most of the major magazines in the world. Today, I travel the world as well, working for a website called Holiday Goddess, which some of you will know. I'm also a travel editor for the HarperCollins series of books, The Holiday Goddess Guide to London, Paris, New York and Rome. In fact, as you hear me now, I am in Paris itself and en route to go to London. So I'm a traveller. I have godchildren in Australia and Great Britain. I enjoy being on the road, and I really enjoy finding out what works for you with astrology, which is why I've decided to take this quite big step with my colleagues in the profession and to begin passing on the wisdom, I guess, that we've accumulated over the years. What to do, what not to do. Something I get asked about all the time is if you can make a business from sun sign astrology. Well, in the old days when I was working for magazines like Vogue and Elle, it was in fact a full-time career. Today, the media is very different. We live online, and a lot of us live on YouTube as well. It is possible for you to attract a special audience who gets you, who speaks your language, an audience who will queue up for a personal chart reading with you. And that is a very good way to make a part-time or full-time living from astrology. But that audience finds it quite hard to reach you these days or even locate you online unless you're in the business of giving sun sign forecasts. So one of the very good reasons for learning how to be a sun sign astrologer is that you begin to cast your net widely. You draw in people who perhaps are curious about astrology without wanting to go the whole hog. But eventually, people get to a point where they do want a reading, and that is when it becomes a business for you, as it has been a business for me now for more years than I care to remember. I really love what I do, and I'm very happy to pass on to you as well the latest discoveries in astrology, this strange kind of timing that we all use, which can reveal to us what an eclipse does, and also perhaps what a new moon does. This kind of timing goes all the way back to Stonehenge and further. And over the course of this year and next year, as the Sun Sign School evolves, we'll be doing some field trips as well, which should be tons of fun. So I get to combine my interest in travel with my interest in the stars and my interest in passing on to you what I know and also hearing from you what you want to know. I often get asked what my sign is, and my sign is Leo. I was born with the sun in the sign of the lion. My colleagues in the Sun Sign School are neatly spread right around the zodiac. We all have different things to bring to you with this course, and I'm hoping that you'll join us for the very beginning of the journey, 2019, or maybe stage 2, 2020. Anyway, that's enough about me. Back to you.